and people that you went to school with and your friends, did they stay, did they get employment in the area, or like you, did they go to, a lot of them go to Blair Gowrie, Pitlochry?
Well, there was one, farther away, like, one family, their father was a, he was a rabbit trapper, and he was wood cutting and rabbit trapping and stuff like that. And he had, what did he have? One, two, three, four, five, six kids. And what happened was that the rabbits got this myxomatosis during the 50s, you remember? Early 50s. And of course that was his livelihood, so he had to move away. And his children, some of them were growing up, and they needed work, so he moved to Glenrothes. So some of them did have to move. Quite a few moved away. And during the war, of course, there was a standstill order.
Okay.
You never heard of that? Well, what happened was, people who were working in agriculture at that time, they weren't allowed to leave their job. They weren't. You had to stay for the war. You weren't allowed to leave. And of course, they were exempt from the army as well, and they weren't allowed to leave. So the same people were there. I knew, at one time, I knew everybody in the whole Glen, right from Bridgecarley to Stroloch. Everybody I knew. Because they were the same, they never changed. But then when the standstill order was eventually lifted, there was a way to get a better job or something else. So that made big changes. The only work that they could get was probably on the farms or estates, you know. That would be all there was. And if you only wanted to do that, well, I mean, as far as going to university goes, oh, well, that would have been very difficult. As I say, I only ever knew two people who got hires at the school when I was there, that went on to Blair Gowrie and then went on to get their hires. Most people left at 15 in my time. There wasn't the same chances, you know. And as I say, you wouldn't have the money. So anyway, I hope that's helped you with some of the stuff.